Welcome back to No Filter Podcast. I'm Brittany and I'm here with Antoine. So yeah, we back in this bitch. Okay.
Why are you?
That was a bit much. I'm sorry, guys. Okay. So how's your week been?
It's been cool, you know. I've been straight. You know, my job is depressing.
Side note. So, real quick, I want to tell a story about what happened to us today. So, boom. Yesterday, me and my kids was walking around, like, our new neighborhood, and we figured out
that... We didn't have a new neighborhood. We actually moved into the uppity part of the neighborhood.
No, I'm just saying, it's the new neighborhood. Like, we didn't know that was there.
Prime real estate. That's what we got
now. Shut up. Anyways, it's a coffee shop that I like to go to, a local coffee shop. Shout out to Cave Coffee.
I thought it was Crave.
Cave.
You know, it's actually...
It's no like, R in this. K-A-V-E.
You know you made it when you walk in distance within a coffee shop.
That does not mean you made it, but okay.
You know, walking distance of the coffee shop, movie theater.
Anywho. So we go to the coffee shop and then like we started walking down the street. Usually we walk the opposite way to go home. So me and the kids, we kept walking. We found a comic book store. So y'all know Antoine is like a comic book head or whatever. So today we walked back to the comic book store and
it was an amazing day. It was a beautiful day.
It was real nice.
Nice and sunny.
And
warm, and sunny.
We came out that bitch.
Yeah, we spent about, because the kids, you know, they want us. So we spent about, what, I want to say like 15, 20 minutes in there.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter that wanted to go was scared because it was like an alien doll in like a glass case.
So yeah, they had like, a lot of stuff in there. She was fucking terrified. She was looking around, getting scared.
She started crying. Like, I'm like, what did you... I didn't even know the alien thing was there. I'm like, what are you crying for? Like, you begged to go here.
But, so that happened. And on the way home, we got caught in the motherfucking rain.
As soon as we left the motherfucking downpour. Like
we was soaked.
Like, we were so wet. And then, you know, me, I'm like a freak with the pandemic shit going around. So, I'm like, I'm trying to get them to hurry up. I'm like, it's raining. We need to get these wet clothes off. We need to get home. It's starting to get cold. Like, we need to not, because I'm like, it's a virus. Like, we in the rain and it's cold.
I kept seeing people like, riding past us looking like, oh, my God. Because, you know, Jordan, she's so little.
Yeah. Pores open and all that. I'm like, we need to get home, take these clothes off, dry off. You know, warm up. Like, that's how I'm thinking. Like, I'm worried more about the what's her name. And then my daughter is just crying, upset.
Yeah, she's crying the whole time, coughing and shit. I mean, honestly, she wouldn't have been.
She was crying so hard that she was coughing. It wasn't like nothing. She was just crying so hard because she got caught in the rain.
And it wouldn't even have been that bad for me. But it was just the product in my hair was getting in my eyes. Like, that was the only thing. Like, it wasn't bad. Like, it didn't feel terrible. And, like, just. Honestly, I wouldn't have minded it. It's just how hard it was raining, and I couldn't see in my eyes is burning shit.
Yeah, and then like the one that was crying and doing all that was a 7-year-old. The 4-year-old, she was fine. Like she started tripping because
the same thing
happened to her. She started getting like stuff in her eyes. She's like, I can't see, mommy, daddy, I can't see. Like other than that, it was fine. Like and then I was carrying them, and I was carrying the little one. Carrying them, walking, and all that, and it's like, I don't know, just I didn't even feel like I was carrying another person for that long. I was carrying her for a long time. I didn't realize
she
I was.
Heavy, you know?
But when I got home, though, the walking, I tried to take my shoe off. Speaking of shoe, I need to put my Browns in the dryer. But the baby, when I was taking my shoes off, I caught a cramp in my leg.
It was just kind of, I mean, it was fun, but it was like, Jesus.
I couldn't walk. I had a cramp in my calf. I couldn't walk.
I'm just glad Trinity wasn't with us. It would have been hella bad because she don't like the rain. She don't like no clouds. None of that. You don't get to make that sign. I do, okay? Anyways. So, random thought. So, today I was looking at my calendar and I was trying to put a calendar on my phone. I was trying to put something in there and I realized that the calendar on the phone recognizes Juneteenth now. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like it's never done that. Like, I've never seen Juneteenth on the calendar
before. I've never seen it on any damn calendar.
Maybe I have, and I just wasn't paying attention. But it's on there now. So, I see a lot of places are getting Juneteenth recognized as a paid holiday now, and some corporations are doing it. Some of them are not with the shits.
I'm with.
You know.
Let's finish your thoughts.
No, my thought is finished. I'm just saying it's like. What are you talking about earlier?
What you mean? What were we talking about?
You know, the real meaning of Juneteenth.
Oh, I mean, the real. Well, why didn't you say that? Like, I didn't. I'm thinking you were still talking. Anyway. No, like, Juneteenth, like, even, like, honestly, with me knowing, like, I know my history, like, I like history and history nerd, period. And I try my best to know, like, about Black history that we wasn't taught. Mm-hmm. And, like, even me, I didn't know about Juneteenth until, like, a few years ago. Mm. Like, it was probably,
I've always heard it. I just never knew what it meant.
Yeah, me neither. I didn't know what it meant. And then, like, of course, everybody said, well, it's the signing of the abolishment of slavery. Like, that's what Juneteenth means. And technically, it's not because people made it into a holiday.
What's the exact date of the signing of the abolishment of slavery? It's not Juneteenth, is it?
I believe they're really not unaware. It's like in June something. Like, mm-hmm. That's why. But basically, June 19th is the day when actually, like, everybody was free, because in Texas and another, I think it's Texas and Louisiana, slaves was free, but they didn't know they was free until 2 years after.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what we was just talking about, where I said that, like, how would they have known? It's like, if the government sent out letters to all the slave owners, like, hey, y'all gotta let y'all slaves go.
It's, well, like, it's not even that. It's like, honestly, you should have knew, because the war was over with. The war was.
Right, but that's
the Confederacy seceding from the United States and making their own country so they can keep slaves. So the war over with, y'all lost. So why am I still here? Like, I don't know.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, how would they have known? And then, like, most of the time, them slaves, they didn't know nothing but that. So yeah.
I get it.
Like, it's not like, even if, like, the slave owners didn't say it, they probably could have kept them longer, shit. If they did, I mean, they didn't know.
Yeah, that's true.
But, so today's topic, I actually, because I had a lot of topics, but, see, we tried to do this podcast yesterday.
But she got drunker than them.
I was terrible. I was like, I can't put this out. I was done. But I'm not that bad today. I'm not even drunk at all today. But anyways, so I wanted to talk about parenting. And I know we've talked about parenting before. We had a whole episode about parenting.
Co-parenting.
But I want to talk about co-parenting. Now, the co-parenting episode we did, was Kayla on that one?
I believe she might have been.
Okay, so that one was cool, but I kind of want to talk about, and we talked about little things with co-parenting that you should do, but current events made me want to talk about co-parenting after a breakup. Now, normally when people break up, most of the time when people break up, the co-parenting situation is nasty.
Yeah.
Very rarely from what I've seen, have I ever seen the co-parenting situation come out in a good way, you know? I've seen it maybe once.
Yeah, and I mean, that's kind of how I grew up, like, as in a good co-parenting situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, me, like, being naive, I thought that's how everybody was. Like, I just thought, like, everybody, like, yeah, even though y'all parents are together, y'all just was cool and got along and everybody was cool with everybody. And I've learned, like, just through friends and shit growing up and his personal situations and watching people, was like, hell no. Like, it's, my situation was literally an anomaly.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it gets nasty, especially when you don't make the focus on the child, or if you don't make the focus on what the child needs.
It's not even that. It's nasty when family get involved. Like, that's what makes it worse.
Well, I was gonna say that next. I was
basically saying family without family that's trying to take sides instead of trying to mediate and trying to make it better for the situation. Like, family that takes sides. Like,
yeah, and especially when you dealing with, okay, well, we broke up because of this. We broke up because of this. Now he or she won't let me see my child, or, you know, this and that. And it's like, well, that's two completely different categories. It's, you know, parenting and seeing your child, and then, you know, your feelings towards the relationship. A lot of times people can't separate those two.
Exactly.
And that's when the problem comes in. And that's, like I said, you more worried about this person or what they did in the past or what, you know, what made y'all break up or what caused it, instead of just saying, all right, we ain't together, we ain't fucking around no more, what we gonna do with this baby? You know?
Yeah.
And you've been through that. So how was it with you when, we both been through it actually, how was it with you when, you know, you had your breakup, and then, like, how was it with?
I mean, it was.
Was it nasty?
Yeah, it was at first. And, you know, it's like, honestly, both situations, we both could have did shit differently. Like, I could have handled shit a certain way, and she could handle shit a certain way. So I can't, like, you can't even put it all on the other side.
Cause yeah.
Like, both, we both could have did shit different.
Yeah.
But it was for a little while, actually. Like, and me, I just, like, I got to a point where, like, it was difficult, so I was like, I just let it slide. Like, I'm like, well, whatever. And, like, sometimes, like, I took some of the stuff she dished out, and sometimes I just didn't even bother because I didn't want to deal with shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you learn from.
Is it that you didn't want to deal with the arguing or the conflict between you and her?
Yeah, I think that it was conflict, but I didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah. My situation, it lasted a while too, and it was like, I felt like we wasn't on the same page. It was like, as far as, like, okay, well, if we break up, this is what we gonna do. And honestly, when we broke up, at first, it was going smoothly. But then, because even before we broke up, can you stop? Even before we broke up, it was kind of already going downhill. We knew that's where it was headed. So it was like, he'd drop off some diapers and shit when he'd get paid. And then, you know, he'd pick her up or watch her while I go to work. But then, like, after a while of that is, you know, once other people start getting involved and, you know, family start getting involved, that's when it was, like, annoying for me. And then it was like you said, we both could have done things a lot different. Like, you know, my thing was, I'm ready to cuss your ass out at any point.
Yeah, I know. And
that may not have been the best way to handle things, but and I kind of saw it after a while.
Do you think you've learned and changed from that?
Yeah, I have.
You just don't go off and just cuss people out. You change.
No, the fuck I don't.
You sure about that?
I am.
You don't want to, you know.
I'm not done talking. Can I finish my thought before I forget?
Situations?
Anyway, so I thought maybe that might not have been the best way to talk to him, because, like, a lot of times, like, I think he ran into one of my family members and was like, you know, I can't talk to her because all he do is yell and scream and cuss at me. I could have done that differently.
Yeah.
Maybe communicated better. But, I mean, it's cool now, so.
Yeah, I feel it.
Shut up. It's cool now, so. Like I said, it's a lot of times it starts off nasty, and then sometimes people come to their senses, and sometimes people don't. But I do agree with you when families start getting involved, because I've seen situations where, you know, it was literally all this guy's fault, and, you know,
if people want to have, you know, you have your family back, like, that's what you do, like, and then especially with black people, like, you condition, you condition to have your people back no matter what, like, nobody gonna have your people back but you, but
go ahead.
You also gotta know to have people's back in the right way. Like, yeah, you can defend your people when they wrong, but you have to make sure nobody get over on them. Yeah, I defend somebody knowing they wrong. I'm like, hey, you don't don't talk to them like that, or don't bring it up in this type of way. But then you still gotta handle your people like, hey, you know you was wrong. Like, I had your back because I didn't want you out there like that, but you was wrong.
Yeah, that's always good to do too. And then, like, I had a friend who, she got a brother, and her brother always has issues with his baby mom, and she was always, you know, trying to jump in on it and argue with the baby mom and stuff. And then, like, she finally actually had a conversation with the baby mom, and the baby mom had, like, proof as to why she was acting the way she was acting and saying the things she was saying. So it was kind of like, my friend was like, damn, like, you know, I'm sitting up here going all hard for my brother, which she should, because that's her brother, but you didn't even know the whole story. You get his side, and then you snap, you know?
Yeah, when it's always multiple parties.
Yeah, and it's always multiple stories and stuff. And then, like, another thing is, like, shit, I didn't forget what I was going to say. But, yeah, it's always nasty. I mean, not always nasty. And it can be nice, but people always worry about their feelings. And then it's, like, another thing I don't like is, like, if you with this person for so long, and a lot of things that I see, you with this person for so long, but then turn around and talk bad about them. Right. Or even when they talk bad about the other parent to the child. That's just the worst. And even then, I feel like the child shouldn't even really know anything that's going on between y'all. And a lot of times, people let their kids in.
Kids in the middle of, or let them see what's going on. Like, I don't like that. Like, kids shouldn't be able to see or take,
or hear, or none of that. And I feel like with that, like, that can cause anxiety in kids, because it's like, oh, I love my mom, I love my dad, but my mom doesn't like my dad, and my dad doesn't like my mom, so I don't know what to say to who. Like, you know, it's kind of like they're in the middle of it.
Or they don't know.
And that's a lot of stress for a child.
Or they may not know how to act, because they think, like, you know, their actions may have their dad acting the way, or the actions of their mom acting the way. It's like,
it's just so many. And then especially when there's a significant other involved, like after y'all break up, and then y'all broke up because of another person, or when y'all see somebody else, or when y'all do decide to bring somebody else into y'all life, that can, like, spark up some more, you know, drama. That can, like, spark up some more drama to where, you know, people and their feelings about that other person. You know.
I mean, how can I? I don't even know how to. I don't know how to say it, because I know some people. I mean, I've seen situations where, like, it was just so, like, I don't know, like, your significant other changed you, like, or, like, you fit your significant other's, like, you changed your whole lifestyle based on your significant other, and it's like, okay, like I have family, not family, as a friend, and it's like, why your baby's dad act like that with his new girlfriend, like, what the fuck, like.
And to me, if
it's not bad, like, that's like, what? Like, he ain't never did this or like this type of thing, but it's like, they go out their way, you go out the way to be with this new girl you with, when you're not focusing on, like, how is that affecting y'all child together?
New girl, new guy. And you know what? I feel like anything like that is, again, they more worried about the feelings of the other parent than worried about the child. Like, you worried about letting your ex know, oh, look at me, I'm happy. And, you know, like, worrying about how your ex feeling about your relationship, or for them to be the bitter baby mom or the bitter baby dad or whatever, like, to make it out like they bitter, when it's like, why are you even worried about how they feel? Worry about your child, you know?
Exactly.
And honestly, like, some people really, like, for a minute with me, like, I did not let my ex know when we started dating. Like, I didn't really let him know who you was for a while, because it's like, and not that I thought anything of it, it's just like, why? Like, that has nothing to do with our child. But then, of course, like, when we started getting serious, I'm like, all right, I gotta let him know who this person is, you know, who's gonna be around his child, out of respect, you know?
Get it.
So, I just wanted to touch on
that. So, what's up? You need to lighten up. You seem like you, like, you trying not to be like how you was the other night when we had to.
That was terrible.
It wasn't terrible. I mean, you need to liven up a little bit.
I'm not like, you act like I'm.
Take a little bit more of that patrol.
Leave me alone. Anyways, is there something else you want to talk about? Like, anything that you've been wanting to discuss, or you want to just stop it here?
I mean, I don't know what I want to discuss. What about the significant changes in, like, everything? Like, within a day, it's like, ain't your mama is no more.
Mm.
Uncle Ben is gone.
Mm.
The Florida Gators, they changed their chant song, which is wild.
You know what?
I didn't know. Let's leave that, like, at the end, but let's just talk about the ain't your mama thing. It's like, me, like, at first, I was kind of, like, weird. I'm like, oh, see, y'all just taking now. Like, all this, the movement. It's like, oh, see, y'all just taking black faces all out of shit. Like, oh, wow, that's the thing to do now? But then, like, I was educated on the background of what Ancient Mama was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically, like, the, you know, the...
A mammy.
Mammy, black, the black maid. Mm-hmm. The white people, rich or well-off white people had, that took care of their kids and cooked and all that.
Because if you think about it, that one that they have now, it ain't the same one that they always had.
Oh, it was something else. Because she looked more like how you
would look. Then she have, like, a scarf on and shit on.
Yeah.
The old one.
The old, like, the old was black and white and shit. Like, because even when it was, like, they did black and white commercials and shit, it was, like, she had on the scarf with the apron, the dotted neighbor apron and shit, mm-hmm. like that.
And I feel like
stuff I believe like, that she had on house shoes too, like house shoes or flip flops. Like
she
like did, that.
Like she had on an apron and that skirt, yeah. And like a button-up white shirt or something. Yeah, I feel like stuff like that, even like now, and I feel like that's why white people so mad. Like the racist white people is so mad because it's like that shit was so it's racist and it's normalized. Like we thought it was good.
Yeah, because, like, that's what I didn't get, like, that. Because even the dude that made the pancake mix, like, he used his mammy to, like, promote the product. That's where he got the idea from to promote it. Because it's just, like, it made white people comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, a normalization. Like, mm-hmm. it made them normal as a normalization. And then also at the same time, you also could get black people with actually seeing something that kind of seeing them on the item, like you mm-hmm. know, so I mean, you can say it could have been at the time, it was,
I mean, yeah, it was okay,
revolution. No, at the time, it was like a revolutionary thing because, like, you didn't have black people own shit, promote shit. But then the thing he used to do, like, she, you know, they didn't have commercials and shit, like, but until later on, but it's like to promote this thing in his town, he would have her, you know, go around cooking mm-hmm. pancakes, pouring syrup, talking in that old ass, you know how the way they used to talk.
I wonder was she getting paid for that. You think?
Probably nothing. Mm. Probably nothing. Like, you know, you got a place to stay and you taking care of my family and you're able to travel. Like, that's what your pay is.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's normalized. We didn't think nothing like that. We didn't think nothing of it. We thought that's just, I thought, it's a black Southern lady that can make pancakes. Like, yeah. Kind of like the Popeyes lady. Like, some shit like that. Or, like,
Yeah, then Popeyes not even a black owned. It's not like, I think, I don't know, it's like a Mexican dude or some shit like that. It's something. I
think so.
He's something. Like, he's not even, I'm like, okay.
I think it's like that because it's based out of Louisiana.
Yeah, because that's where he started it from. So, basically, they used what was familiar with it. Mm-hmm. Southern style seasoning, cooking. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you're going to throw a blackface on it because it's Louisiana. That's what they're cooking on for. I'm like, oh.
And, Band-Aids. Like, even that was another thing. Like, Band-Aids are made for white skin. But we thought, we didn't even know it was made for. We just thought, oh, Band-Aids are tan. That's what we're going to use. You know, like.
Yeah, that's what I'm always
thinking. Band-Aid is making different shades of Band-Aids. And I was like, oh, I guess it is supposed to blend in with your skin. But it's like, now all of a sudden. Like, it's just so much change going on right now. And, like, even like I said before, I feel like. It's like a trend now.
It is a trend, but then I believe some stuff is like you didn't want to disrupt your base.
Yeah,
like I was some people say. Probably wanted. Some people established. Some companies probably did at the point where like they wanted to change, mm-hmm. or like you know, their parents or grandparents ain't no longer running it. You running it, and you want to do something different. But it's like if you do something different, you go interrupt that base, and mm-hmm. it's like you always know every time a minority tried to change or you try to. Fit or equalize a minority or make them feel comfortable, it's always that group of people that got an issue with it. Mm-hmm. And of course, unfortunately, that group of people is the majority, so it's like you know, you just want to keep that, you don't want to cause that conflict, and then you can hurt yourself.
Yeah. I feel like it's a trend, and I think, and I agree with what you said too, but I feel like people also are doing it so that they can. Like, do stuff before, you know, somebody comes for them. Like, you know, like, Band-Aid probably was like, shit, fuck it. Let's put different shades of Band-Aids for somebody come for us. Like, oh, Band-Aids are racist. You know, like I'm pretty sure.
Band-Aids is not racist, but.
Well, yeah, I know, but, you know, somebody would have found. Yeah. Somebody would have got to that if but they like, hadn't that's done
like
it.
The meaning was the Band-Aid is to match your skin tone. Like, yeah. So you wouldn't know you had on the band. Like, but. Yeah. And then let's go back to the Florida Gators. They fight chant or they chant song or whatever. And it's like, I didn't know what it meant or what was the root to that.
What's the words to it? Do you have the words?
No, I don't. I'm happy I don't. But
well, look it up because, I mean, I want a little snippet just to know what it said.
But if you, not people don't even know the story. I think I heard this on, I don't know if I heard it on the 13th or... one of those Hidden Color documentaries or something mm-hmm. like that. But there was a guy, it was a black guy, he collected slave memorabilia or whatever. Like he collected old school memorabilia from that time period mm-hmm. just so he could know, you know, like, he was like a history, like he'd know his history and shit. So he went into, it was like an old pawn shop or whatever, and it was actually chains. He wanted to get the chains, like the slave chains. He bought that, and then it was these, you've probably seen them. It's like the old tin lunch boxes or mm-hmm. like cups yeah. or little figures. And it's like, you know, black babies, you know, in the old school, you know how they got the big cheeks, big mm-hmm. lips or whatever. And they look, you can say they look cute or whatever. They try to make them look. And it's like they like on like the swamp or some shit like that. And you would have like alligators or something like peeking up from the, like the eyes peeking up from the swamp.
I've seen that on Facebook. Like I've seen
and then you would have like, an alligator like on the baby's diaper, like little shit to make it look like cutesy type shit, right? Mm. And like it's called, it's to me it's like alligator babies or whatever. Like they made it into something to sell, and mm-hmm. in actuality, in Florida and Louisiana, the Gulf Coast where they went gator hunting in the swamps, they use black babies as gator bait. And the guy basically, he wanted to buy some of the stuff. And, like, the dudes didn't. It was like, no, it's not for sale. You know, you can get the chains, but you can't buy that. Like, that stuff is not for sale or whatever. And then it was like, the people that ran it, it was like their granddad or great granddad was still alive. Like, this was like, oh, this was old. It was like in like the, I believe he said it was like the 60s or 70s or something when he was there. Mm-hmm. So the old motherfucker he's talking about was old as hell. And he was like, you know, do you know why they look like, you know the meaning behind this stuff? Like, do you know what you're buying? Like, you know, do you know why you're buying it? And he said when he was little, his granddad and dad taught him how to, like, that's how they used to hunt alligators with. Mm. And it was like, yeah. He was
little,
like,
black,
yeah,
babies?
Yeah, because they would sometimes take the babies at night, you know, from the, like, they wouldn't even know, like, you took them sometimes. Sometimes they wouldn't even know. Mm-hmm. They took them from the slaves' house or whatever. They'd take them and basically, like, the crying, basically, like, he went into detail. He was like, honestly, you know how the baby cry, that big cry would attract the big bull alligators. And it was like, you would either hang them up by their foot or like put them in like a little straw cage and hang them right above the water or put them right on the edge of the swamp, and that would attract those big bull gators that got all the money, like, you know, that paid more. Mm-hmm. Like the big, he said, he even said, like, the big 12, 13 foot alligators, 14 foot alligators that attract that yell of somebody like in crisis or pain or hurt or whatever, like somebody in need, like a baby mm-hmm. that attracted those type of alligators.
And that's what the song, you said, what is this?
It's like they no, fight, what, chant, what, like they, you know, com- you know how
what every, company is it?
No, it's the Florida.
That's a football team?
Florida Gators, the college. Florida mm-hmm. State. Well, not Florida State. Florida State is something that Florida Gators is. Mm-hmm. And I believe the Florida Gators, they came up with Gatorade, too.
Oh, okay.
I believe like it was like a science or some shit. They came up with something that replenished the electrolytes or whatever. I believe they came up with that, too.
Okay.
But that was like they fight song. It was like a song that...
So are people mad because they changed the fight song? When did they change it?
Just recently, like within the last day. Like, oh. Like within the last day, like recently. And like the athletic director said, you know, it's about time because it's inappropriate what it stands for or what the meaning mm-hmm. behind it is. Like, so you felt like it's inappropriate in 2020? And it's like, oh shit, that's what that fucking song for. And then of course you got the people who are like, well, that's, you know, they don't use the full language no more. They don't use some of the parts. You know what I'm saying? It's a tradition. It's a traditional song. You changing the school song. You know how
that
colleges
sound,
got those.
That sound just like,
you know how colleges mm-hmm. all colleges got those fight songs. It's mm-hmm. changing shit. It's like, well, we don't use those parts. We cut it. And it's like, that's the same thing with national anthem. Like, if you go to the next verse of the national anthem, mm-hmm. yeah, they cut the verse out, but the national anthem still mean. They still talk about having slaves and shit. Like, mm-hmm. like that's the next verse. Nobody, they cut that motherfucker out because it's inappropriate, but...
Mm-hmm. When the fuck they do that? In the 90s? I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's... That's a...
And then hearing that story, like, that just fucked me up. Like, you gotta think about it. Like, being a black...
I know, now that you said
being
that
a black
is...
person in America, like, if you here now, like, you lucky to be here.
Yeah,
because just how the way we was treated, like, you... They use babies as bait to hunt alligators. Like, how many?
Like, you think about that as like, just imagine you giving birth to a baby, and then you know.
And then you wake up and it's not
there. Wake up
there.
And the baby's not there, and you know that yeah. your baby is dead, because they just for some bullshit, you know. And that just lets you know how low, like bait. That's like. Like, you know, you use worms for bait for fish. It's like, you really
not
just
even
out
not.
Like,
if you, even if you watch shows now, you use, they use, like, chicken yeah. beef. Like, they use rotted meat and shit to get.
Gators, and it's just like, you really just. But it's been a lot of stuff on social media that I've been seeing, and I've just been like, ugh.
But, like, the first time I heard that, like, that. Threw me like completely out of the loop. I'm like, damn, I knew shit was fucked up, but I didn't know. Like, it was like that.
I mean, nothing that anybody says now surprises me anymore. Like, we literally, didn't they say, like, on the Constitution, it was like a human was like a third of, I mean, a black person was a third of a human
third
being.
Human being.
It's like that's just, Like, they literally thought because we was a different color that we wasn't a person. When we literally look and have the same thing as you, we just got different color skin. And
but the same thing they thought, like the Native Americans and like the Europeans, the only thing that set the Europeans apart, like they colonized everything. Mm-hmm. And they don't have nothing. Like if you go into Europe, there's no natural resources in Europe at all. Like it's nothing. And like the reason they was able to do shit because they traded back and forth with China. Like they traded back and forth with China and India and shit. That's how they got it. But then like Great Britain took over certain parts, like Hong Kong, they took over Hong Kong. Great Britain took over certain parts of India and shit. They colonized it. Same thing like Italy and France and shit colonized so many places in Africa because of the gold, diamonds, oil, and all that. Mm-hmm. But it's like the Europeans only had one up on everybody, and that was they had guns before. They had guns for everybody. Because honestly, if you Indians, the Africans, even the Chinese would have fucked the Europeans up. Mm-hmm. But if you got, I mean, you taking a knife to a gunfight.
It's like, that's what I'm saying. Then it's like when they decided to bring us over here, and when they brought us over here, it's just like, who came up with this idea that these people are less than just because they look different? Like, and then it literally spread all over.
Well, I mean, it was. I mean, this is the thing that I don't like either. Like, people always say, "Well, it was everybody. It was slaves before African slaves." Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, what about the Jewish people? Mm-hmm. The Egyptians did to the Jewish people, and you know, it was certain Asian cultures. I'm not sure. Don't get me to this. Certain Asian cultures, they would enslave other Asian cultures and shit, or whatever.
And it's well, like, and those are because they look different too, right?
No, it's like, because if you, yeah, I mean, I'm gonna be a dick, but I could tell you the difference between a Chinese motherfucker and a Japanese person or a Korean or a Vietnamese. But they do, and it's like a certain hierarchy. Like, if you call a Chinese person a Japanese motherfucker, you're gonna have some issues. Even if you call somebody that live in Hong Kong, like, Chinese, like, it's a different, even though it's the same, it's like a different order. Like it's like inland or mainland Chinese, and like I'm like, mm-hmm. God damn. Like they really what we call like it's a hierarchy there, like.
Yeah. Anything else you wanna talk about?
Mm-hmm. Cause that kinda threw me off, like.
Yeah.
And then what about, you know, sports coming back? I don't think football gonna come back because you have you got Cowboys players tested positive. You got Houston Texans test positive for Corona, and then it was like 13 or 14 Texas State College tested positive for Corona. So it's like, was it like, even if y'all play without fans, it's like, who gonna what? First of all, y'all gonna have to test the football players, and then if y'all traveling like how y'all do from state to state, it's like, who gonna want to go to Texas? Who gonna want to play against the Cowboys?
Right.
And then if you want to talk high school, like colleges, and like, who gonna want to go to Texas and play against Texas? Sure. And that's a Texas is usually, you know, usually a top 10, 15, top 10, 20 team. So it's like, yeah, you're going to have to play them if you want to, you know. So
that's kind of... what they doing with basketball? Ain't they, like, on the fence about it?
No, they're not on the fence. It's going to happen. But some of the players are... And it's big-name players. I mean, it's a lot of big-name players. It's like they feel away because it's like, well, due to everything going on, they don't want to be a distraction. Mm-hmm. And then also they feel away because it's like, well... Y'all didn't ask us if we, or discuss if it was okay if everybody played basketball at Disneyland for 3 months. Like, they want the players, I believe the players, refs, and the coaches to basically you in Disneyland for 3 months. You start off basically like bubble playoff teams and teams that's the top ranking teams in each conference gonna play I believe, like, you still, like, a few teams won't make the playoffs. It's a tournament, so, like, a few teams won't make the playoffs, but then you do it where you make the playoffs or whatever. But it's, like, you stuck there for 3 months until the NBA finals, until somebody is a champion. Like, you stuck there for 3 months. You can't leave. People can't, you can't see nobody. Your family can't come in. You can't come out. And it's, like, who? And it's, like, it's like y'all didn't discuss the stipulations between all the players. So some players feel some way about that. It's like, why didn't y'all come to us? Like, y'all just said, okay, we about to play, and this is how we going to play, and y'all going to play.
Yeah.
And then it's also they don't want it to be a distraction of what's going on.
Yeah.
Because it's like, the NBA wouldn't be the NBA it was. The NBA is what? Like, they literally NBA is like 80% black.
80%. Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
So it was like, y'all wouldn't, the NBA wouldn't be what it is today without the black players. And so I'm thinking, like, well, we need to don't be a distraction. Or if we do come back, we want certain things to change before we do come, before we come back and play. Mm-hmm. Which I understand.
Yeah.
And then again, it's like, you also got to be careful who the face of the movement is. Because the biggest player is Kyrie Irving. And it's like, I get it. But that nigga still think the earth is flat. So I'm not taking... I don't want to listen.
That don't really matter right now.
No, like he, like when I heard, like it do, because when I heard he was the one that had issues with it, I'm like, nobody want to hear from him, like about this. Like, nobody want to hear from him. Of course, like I'm like, of course he don't want to come back. He gonna get paid anyway. He like one of the 20 NBA players that get that Supermax deal anyway. He got all the money. He can afford not to play. Like, that's the first thing that ran through my head. Like, this nigga, he can do whatever. But then when I heard from other players, I heard from, like, Austin Rivers, Lou Williams, Bradley Beal, Dwight Howard. Well, even Dwight Howard, because he made his money. He made his money, even though he not, like, a top. He made his money anyway. But it's like, I done heard from lesser players to be like, yeah, like I don't feel like we should do this or it should be a distraction. Like we need to have some type of something need to be in place or shit need to change before we come back.
Yeah.
So then listen to the other players and how the way they actually articulated themselves and just didn't sound like how Kyrie did. Then I was like, oh shit, yeah. Like, I'm kind of torn. Like, it's like, yeah, they make sense. Like, I wouldn't be upset if they didn't come back. But then again, like, I'd be a little, I still would want to see it, but then that's me being selfish in its own right, you know?
Yeah.
You don't give a fuck what I'm saying.
I do a little.
You just don't care because it's sports. Like,
I know we got men listeners that probably care, but...
I mean, you gotta...
It's not much that I can really attribute to that. But anyways...
But, I mean, do you get it, like...
I understand what you're saying, yeah. I didn't know none of that was going on, but I understand.
Yeah, but now I guess the NBA commissioner, he basically came to understand that he's like, well, you know, if y'all, whoever's not going to play, then they need to let the NBA know by the 24th or 25th of June. And he's like, if that's what y'all do, as long as, you know, it's not messing with no contractual obligations or nothing like that, and that's what y'all feel like y'all need to do, then go ahead. But that's the one thing about the NBA commissioner I like. He's like, if y'all not breaking any terms or any contracts or whatever, if that's what y'all want to do, go ahead.
Yeah.
But then again, he also, the NBA is also donating like $500 million to the certain causes and shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm feeling
like, because like, even though after players made that stand, it was like, the NBA came back and was like, yeah, well, we had donated such and such. But then it's like, you can't, like, racism in America is like a picture of America being a boat and they got a hole in the boat. You know, water seeping in, so you just keep putting tape over the motherfucker. And eventually, that tape ain't gonna hold, and that shit just gonna spill over.
Yeah, I just feel like if they do, whoever plays, they can, I mean, they saying it could be a distraction, but they can also, they on platforms to where they can influence or even show people, you know, like the I Can't Breathe t-shirts and things like that, like, especially if they allowed to do it now. So it's like,
yeah, but it's also, I mean, they wasn't allowed to do it then because they broke some type of
yeah.
I think it was like at the time it was like Nike or Reebok. It broke like their clothing contract or whatever.
They can do,
but the commissioner didn't fine them or nothing for it. But it's still a distraction, though, because, like, the reason I believe people give a fuck now is because nobody got nothing to do. Like, you not working, people not working, people frustrated because they're not working. You got kids, ain't got activities. You're not taking kids to soccer practice, football, basketball, baseball practice. And you got time. And, like, that video was 9 minutes. 8 minutes and 46 seconds of somebody being killed and the motherfucking police officer just standing there, well, sitting there with his knee in his neck and his hands in his pockets, being videotaped and not giving a fuck.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the first video. It just seemed like everybody was...
Yeah, it's not the first, but it seemed like it was...
Everybody was sitting down and realized how fucked up it was.
Yeah, and, like, it was a long...
The other videos wasn't fucked up, but it's like...
It wasn't... The other videos, it wasn't as long. It was snippets. Yeah. It was snippets. And
so many videos.
This right here was from start to finish.
Yeah.
And it's something we've been saying forever, but it's like... Oh, shit.
I'm glad that the change is being made. Even, like, in our own city, Nakia Crawford, she got killed, and, like, everybody was trying to make it like it was a hate crime or as a white man, but they charged 3 black kids with it for killing her. And, of course, everybody had their little comments, especially the white people.
No, I've seen a lot of black people was like, you know, how can black lives matter? They don't matter to black lives. Like, I've seen a lot of black people.
But I feel like it still matter. And I feel like the only reason it mattered really, I mean, that was fast as hell. It's been cases. Remember the dude we went to school with, his brother got killed in his own business. And it's like, that shit took forever for them to figure out. They figured this shit out in days. It was so fast. And I feel like
it wasn't even a full week.
I feel like it only was like it was like fire up under their ass because of the movement and everything. So, and I'm not mad at it. Like, a lot of things are being taken into consideration.
It's a bigger picture. Like, you was able to get the police to actually move.
And I don't care if they was black or not. I don't give a fuck what color they was. They got caught. And they going to jail, so that's all that matters. And, like, everybody, of course, is like, oh, black on black, and then, okay, crime is crime.
And then, why is it always a black on black crime?
One of my friends said it was embarrassing. She said, it's so embarrassing that we still got black on black crime. It's always going to be black on black crime. It's always going to be white on white crime. It's always going to be crime.
Right. You don't see, they don't call it Mexican on Mexican crime. Right. And
exactly. You've never heard that. It's always just even black on black.
Yeah. Even if you look in the, just take it back, like the mob, when the mafia was in New York and New Jersey and shit, and they was killing people back and forth. It was people killing people, right? They didn't call it Italian on Italian crime. Like
right. It was. Seriously. Like, seriously. And then it just seems like they make it like black people killing black people is just like...
Like, it's something that we do.
And, like...
And it's not like everybody does it.
And I would say, I don't even want to say it happened more often because you can't even say that. Because we only 30% of the population? Like... But I don't even know. I don't even want to go into statistics. But it's like, when I seen it, I was like, I don't care. And honestly, I had a feeling that it wasn't a white person. I didn't know for sure. That's why I never posted or said anything about her being killed by a white person. I just want to know who killed her because it was fucked up how she got killed. Yeah. You know, I wanted to make sure she got justice because she had literally just graduated from high school a few days before that. Literally, and she was getting ready to go to Central State, and somebody just pulled up with her and her granny in a car and killed her. So it's like, I don't give a fuck who it was. I just want justice for her and her family, you know?
Yeah, because at least we know it wasn't no
hate crime. Because we literally had people on the edge of their seat. I'm gonna be completely honest. Since that happened, when I be driving down the street, like, I don't stop directly next to cars. And I was like, it was like nerve-wracking for me to be at a red light.
Yeah, I felt the same way. Like,
so.
But then again, like, you still like that because it's certain places where shit like that is happening. Like, mm-hmm. And California, it was not LA, it was like suburbs of LA where it was people, that people hung, like one motherfucker was hung.
And that's another thing. Like you see a lot more of that now. And I feel like with that,
it's
like,
but I think it's something because I didn't know recently, within the past like week or so, a couple of weeks, like lynching is classified as a hate crime. Now, and I think, and it's like, it feel like it's motherfuckers saying, well, fuck y'all. Like, oh, it's a hate crime. We'll find out. Well, okay, we gonna do it and charge me with it. Like, try to find me. Like, because it was one of the people, it was like, first of all, how you kill yourself or commit suicide with a, it was a USB cord from a tree. And they just immediately deemed it a suicide. He was a first of all, he was homeless. So a homeless motherfucker got a USB cord. He killed himself in a campground. First of all, that's a, first of all, a USB cord that long and then that strong to hold a human body.
And then a homeless person. They knew exactly what the fuck they was doing. They knew that this man was homeless. They probably been waiting on him. But and then, they probably killed him and hung him.
And then there was another person like 50 miles away. You hung him in front of City Hall. And it's like, so where the camera? It's City Hall. These cameras,
Yeah, what the fuck?
So how is that suicide? And then it's like, well, they're not connected to each other.
Yeah, okay. And that's what I'm saying. Things are changing, but it's still the same. Even with the Nakia thing, like, they was even trying to say, oh, we can't see who killed her. When it was, like, a big rumor that it was a white person, they just kept saying they couldn't see who killed her. But I'm like, we are at a four-way traffic stop. There are traffic cameras. And then
that area,
it's like two or three businesses right there.
Yeah, no, it's hella businesses right there. Like, and then it's a four way intersection, and it has all of the cameras at each intersection.
Yeah,
and even going up the hill, you have those like expensive ass lofts too.
Yeah,
and you got cameras
right there too.
And you got cameras pointing into like the garage going up in there and onto the street and shit. And it's like a whole market area, so you have. It's cameras there. Mm-hmm. Either if it's city or if it's from each business, it's stuff there. So it's like, yeah, like it was kind of bullshit. It seemed like they was moving slower, trying to like keep it under wraps. But it's like, well, y'all should have moved on that.
Yeah. And like I said, it's a lot faster than I've ever seen. Yeah.
Because I believe they caught one.
I mean, at least a high.
From what I heard, they caught one, but they identified three of them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, shit, it ain't been a week.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, this month could have been on the first 48.
Right.
But to go back with the California thing, like, even, like, on social media with one of the people that's like, I don't think he committed. They didn't commit suicide. It wasn't nothing wrong. Like, they're like, if something was wrong, we would have knew.
Same thing with Sandra Bland.
Like, if something was wrong, we would have knew. Like, it wasn't like that. I don't think it was suicide. Like, it's something else going on. Like, it's people posting on social media. It's family. Like, no, it wasn't. Like, and it is hard to know if somebody going through shit. But then again, it's like, you know. Like, it's like even if it wasn't bad, you know when people going through something.
Yeah, that's like me and my friends talking about Sandra Bland the other day. And then, like, I think where she was moving to.
I think she grew up there.
Yeah, she was going back to be an activist.
That's what she did. Like, she put people on a spot.
Yeah, and I feel like that's not a coincidence.
And just how did they know way it happened?
Yeah. It's just a lot of things. Like, but I do like the fact that they are opening up cases back up that kind of got through under the bus, like,
but
the
then one. Some is not.
Well, yeah, some. About the one with the black lady. She was like,
they had like a night,
like a girls' night, or in her neighborhood, and she ended up dead in the backyard.
Yeah,
and it was like, I don't even know how many people it was, but
it was a lot of people.
It seemed like it was like six or seven people, and she was the only black one, and she ended up dead in the backyard.
Dead in the middle of the yard.
Everybody could find her. Yeah.
They said nobody could find her. Everybody's still friends.
Everybody's still free. She was the only black person there.
Like, and then it was ruled as like an accidental death. But it's like, even like the stories didn't cooperate. Mm-hmm. Like they like if the media is getting police records or police reports saying stuff didn't line up or people's stories wasn't straight, and you know people didn't. Like some people said, you know, she was on the balcony drinking. Some people said she wasn't, like she was downstairs. And like it was just like either way it go, like so at the end it didn't match up with the time of death and disappearance. Like, well, her time of death is this, y'all said she was going for this amount of time. Mm-hmm. Or if y'all was still up at this time, y'all didn't know she wasn't around. Like it was just a lot of shit. That didn't make sense. Yeah.
Yep.
But then, like, one case they tried that people wanted them to reopen was the black boy in Florida, where he was wrapped up in a wrestling mat.
Oh, yeah, I was just about to talk about that.
Yeah, he was wrapped up in a wrestling mat with one shoe.
And he said stuff, that was a suicide.
Stuff
right?
With newspaper. He was, like, cut open and stuff with newspaper. Some of his organs shit was missing, but that was a suicide. And then they used a...
sense at all.
Yeah. And then, first of all, even if the him stuff with newspaper and shit didn't happen, do you people in high school, you know what a wrestling mat is. There's no way you're going to roll yourself up in a wrestling mat.
Yeah, it's no fucking way.
At that tight as it was, and then put yourself by a dumpster.
Though, wasn't it? It was some foul play. Like, wasn't like the...
It was two of the
little boy that...
The boys that did it, one of them... Their dad was like an ex-FBI or CIA, or worked for the FBI or CIA or something like that. And I mean, the police did what they had to do to where they hired an independent investigator to look into it, because it wasn't the police, like, it was the outside investigator looking into it, because it was kind of a weird situation.
Mm-hmm.
But come to find out, the company that they used, or the investigating team they used, one of the boys... It was his dad's company.
Okay. Now let me see how they even let that shit.
And then, like, and come to find out, he was like a, he had pool in that police department.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess when he worked, he was like a big wig. Like, he's mm-hmm. Former FBI agent. Like, he had ties to law enforcement in the area.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. Like, that's something kind of newer than I learned. I'm like, hold on. So, the boy's dad was... That was his investigating friend? Of course, they said, well, it wasn't no foul play involved. The police investigation held up. I'm like, huh?
I don't even want to hear nothing else.
And then they didn't even reopen that case.
Of course they didn't.
Yeah.
I'm just getting irritated now, but nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com, nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com, or visit the Instagram page nofilterpod on Instagram. Get in on the conversation. Let us know what you guys think about the episode. If you got the Anchor app, you can also call in on the Anchor app. Go to Anchor and follow No Filter Podcast, and you can actually call in and leave a message for us that we could play on the show. So, yeah, anything else you want to say before we go?
No, I ain't got nothing.
I'm like pissed off now. Like, us talking about all that stuff is just like, whoa. But, yeah, so we're, I guess we'll see you guys next week. Hopefully, we ain't gonna have. I know we're going to have more heavy things to talk about, because it just seemed like shit ain't stopping. But, alright, thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys next time.
Cheers.
Okay, so we reached the end of the show. Please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. You can also make your own podcast too if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.